With healthcare emerging as one of the most debated topics in Congress and one of the main platforms the Democratic candidates are running on in 2020, it seems like everyone has an answer to solve the problem, but no one can really agree on what the problem is. Well, 2 years ago, an organization was born with the goal of bringing lawmakers, healthcare providers, and consumers together to define the problem and work together to find a solution. That organization is United States of Care. And today we're speaking to Natalie Davis, the co-founder and senior engagement director, and Kristen Werkulius, the senior policy director of United States of Care. Thank you so much for joining us today. Let's start from the beginning. What is United States of Care?
Absolutely. So we were founded almost 2 years ago with the mission that every American should have affordable access to healthcare. And we think there are multiple ways of accomplishing that mission, and we're really guided by three principles. The first is that every American should have affordable access to care. The second is that no family should worry about financial ruin or devastation if someone is sick or hurt. And finally, that we need to do these things in a way that's politically and economically durable, so people don't need to worry about losing their access to health care based on the outcome of every election or a change in the political tides. And when we launched, it was really with a group of astounding leaders from across healthcare and outside of healthcare, bringing a lot of different voices and perspectives that are all united around this mission.
I think one of the really interesting things is as soon as you say the word healthcare, whoever is listening already has an opinion and has already chosen a side, but you rolled out a really interesting way to tackle that problem so that everyone can have a point of view without it being such a hot button issue. What was one of the big things you announced at the convening?
Yeah, and just to get to your point, this is Natalie, about it being a place where people go automatically when they hear the word. When we know that healthcare itself can be a very political issue, but when you talk to people about their health and the health of their family and their communities, it becomes nonpartisan. It becomes an issue about what they need and their experiences. And for United States of Care, it's how do we then make it better based on their needs? So, you know, we have a lot of people that come to us and are very excited to work with us because we aren't necessarily bringing that lens of how to get the right, you know, legislation into the right hands, but really how do we make sure that we're understanding people's needs and kind of pushing for change to meet those. So one of the things that we launched, it was so exciting, was what we're calling Real People, Real Talk. And it's an initiative design that really is going to empower people to be a core player in designing our healthcare system. And all of their hats and identities that people wear, whether that's political or not, having people come to the table and help shape what priorities policymakers need to tackle first. And so through Real People, Real Talk, we're going out across the country and listening to people about their needs and experiences, and we'll be packaging that up and understanding which policies can change to really meet those needs. It's a really exciting process and a way that we can kind of move healthcare forward without getting stuck in the current political and past and future political issues that we know kind of surround the hot button issues of healthcare.
And how, I mean, that's a challenge. That is absolutely on the tip of everyone's tongues on the Hill right now, on the 2020 candidates. How do you keep something that is so sensitive like healthcare out of politics so you can break the logjam a little bit and make some actual progress on it?
You know, we believe that people need the same things out of the healthcare system, whether they're Republican, a Democrat, or anywhere in between, whether they're rich or poor. There are common needs that people have. And if we can create a people-centered policy priorities that we can, we know we have to work through, you know, with politicians, but if we can center that on the needs of people, regardless of party, we think we can move through the logjam.
And you rolled out something that was really interesting yesterday, the building blocks of health reform. And I thought that was an interesting approach to something that is so divisive as healthcare. What are the building blocks of health reform?
The building blocks of health reform, you're absolutely right, is a way of taking our healthcare system, which can often feel so big and overwhelming to people, and breaking it down into essentially building blocks, which get at the important policy questions and issues that have to be solved in any approach to health reform. If you take a look at the healthcare debate, so often people start by talking about how people are going to get their insurance coverage. And there are a lot of plans that are already out there being debated. We didn't feel like we needed to add another plan to that pile. But what we want to do, understanding that healthcare coverage is incredibly important, is to go a level deeper and do policy work that helps both policymakers and people understand what some of those important questions are. So what kind of benefits are included in insurance? How are doctors paid? It doesn't matter what way you want people to get their healthcare coverage. We still need answers to those questions that are evidence-based. And so with building blocks of health reform, what we're looking to do is to bring together that evidence and create tools that make it easy for both policymakers and people to access and to use and to understand.
And if you could set down every member of Congress, what would you hope they'd walk away from that conversation understanding better?
When you think about the building blocks of health reform, I think we would want every member of Congress to come away with an understanding of how many pieces of the healthcare system there really are and how important it is to think about all of them in any approach to healthcare coverage. It's so easy to spend our time debating a handful of hot button issues, but it's also just as important to think about how the system is administered. Are there ways that we can reduce waste? Are we paying doctors in a way that encourages high quality care and approaches that take care of people? Do people have enough choices when it comes to the coverage that they have or the doctors that they're seeing? These are all really important pieces of the puzzle. And I think very often it's easy to focus on just a few of these building blocks when really we would encourage members of Congress and policymakers to think about all of them and all of the problems that are important to solve for people to have the health care that they really want.
And we were so excited to launch both these initiatives yesterday, because if you think about the power of building blocks and what Kristen just said, and then continuing to match that up with what we hear from people across the country to pinpoint which building block and in which way they are, you know, feeling pain or whatever is not working for them. It's a really powerful combination of bringing real people and the real experiences they have with very specific and tactical building blocks of policy that can make changes.
And Natalie, I wanted to ask you, you have made this your life's work. You walked away from your career and decided to set up United States of Care as a co-founder. What compelled you to do that? Was there something that just was getting lost in the mix? How did you decide that this is your number one priority moving forward?
You know, when I came to Washington, D.C. right out of college, I thought of myself as, or dreamed of being a policy wonk, and realized very quickly when I came to the federal government, to where so much amazing policy is done, that there were a lot of really, really smart people doing policy, and the part that I loved was how do we understand where that policy touches the real lives of people across the country, and how can we strengthen policy by understanding those needs. And so starting United States of Care and being able to amplify the needs of people and really demonstrate where reform is possible based on those needs, and surrounding our team with even with more policy expertise is just, for me, I have the best job because I get to listen to real people and work with really smart policy folks that can figure out how to meet those needs. So that's why we started United States of Care, and why yesterday was really exciting to have people in the room that also believed in these approaches and how we can kind of make a difference and for a positive, recentering of health reform.
So what happened at the convening? What was the mission, and did you accomplish it yesterday?
Absolutely. It was, I think, absolutely a great day for everyone who was able to participate. It was our second convening, and it was a great opportunity to see how much we as an organization have grown and the number and diverse nature of the voices of people that we had participating. We had legislators and advocates really from across the country and from both sides of the aisle, lots of voices from who brought very different perspectives from both inside and outside of healthcare that Natalie mentioned. And it was a really energizing opportunity to see everybody come together and hear from each other, and then to go forward really as partners on both of these initiatives and all of the work that we're taking on.
Thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Great. Thank you so much.